Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Debbie Lyons-Blythe, Chair-Elect of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Back with Debbie in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Angus Genetics will be showcased from all over the country at the 2nd Annual Cattlemen's Congress. Come see the Penn and Carload Show of Angus Bulls and Heifers on Friday, January the 7th, followed by the 83rd Annual National Angus Bull Sale at 2 p.m. in the Super Barn Sales Arena at the Oklahoma City Fairground. Angus breeders will be selling over 50 top Angus Bulls on January the 7th, and you can come be a part of the sale, or you can bet online at cci.live. For more information, go to angus.org for details about all the Angus events at Cattlemen's Congress.
We're talking now with Debbie Lyons-Blythe from the state of Kansas. Debbie, maybe tell us, first of all, we're talking, of course, U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, but tell me about your involvement in the cattle business.
I'm mostly a lifelong cattle rancher. I grew up south of Manhattan on an Angus ranch there, but married a guy in a little town of White City. We have, on his family operation that was homesteaded in 1890, so we've taken it down from his family, and we're raising cattle with our kids now. So next generation is already in the works. We raise registered Angus as well as a crossbred herd, but then we also market crossbred bred heifers.
Now that you've been involved in leadership within the cattle industry, I believe KLA, you've been a part of some of their leadership team over the years, but you've gotten interested and you've gotten involved with the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Tell me about your interest in being a part of that effort.
You know, that's a great question because it's easy to decide to join some of those industry groups, but this one was a harder decision. Sustainability has been a conversation for a long time, and I've been involved in some of those conversations a long time ago. It was very much at that time a top-down way to measure sustainability. So the retailers and some of those kind of people, the corporations, were forcing us to fit into their idea of what sustainability is. When the roundtable 6 years ago started to have their conversations, it was obvious that producers were very much a part of that conversation. And in my opinion, the positive to that is that we are there to make sure that those measures and those things that we have agreed upon are appropriate at the farm and ranch level and also the feed yard level. So producers, all of us who touch the live animals.
At the producer level, what are the key points in your mind that show that a ranch, for example, is sustainable and is making progress, improving that even?
Yeah, so we do have measures along the entire beef value chain. So we have six key indicators, and each one of those, for example, land, water, greenhouse gases, each one of those is measured along the entire beef value chain. It's not just at the farm. But if you do want to talk about the farm a little bit, because I think that's what a lot of people are interested in right now and what that matters to me personally. So at the farm level, we are specifically talking about best management practices. And they are things that impact our ability to stay in business, our ability to manage our cattle and our land appropriately. And the number one question on our list is, do you have a grazing management plan? And to be honest, many people don't. I think most people do not have a grazing management plan. But they do have a plan as how they want to graze their cattle, right? It's not written down. It's not official. So we provide information that will link to other sources. We're not the ones that made up how to do a grazing management plan. NRCS, Extension, different universities, they've all got great ideas. And we're not being prescriptive about what it needs to look like, too. It looks very different, a grazing management plan in Wyoming versus Georgia. So we are not saying there are key things that you need other than you need a plan. And then if you want to delve into it deeper, here's the resources for your area.
Chairman-elect of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, Debbie Lyons-Blythe. She's representing the Kansas Livestock Association on the Roundtable. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The 20th annual Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale happens Wednesday, January 5th, 2022, in conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. The sale will be held at 5 p.m. in the Super Barn Sale Arena, offering 50 elite Angus lots. You can attend the sale in person or view and bid online on liveauction.tv. For more information about the Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale, call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. For a catalog, go to mcsauction.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.